Top four answers on the board. Name something that might come in a pouch.
A kangaroo.
A kangaroo.
No play, Steve.
Every time.
It's the third game. It's just like that. Greg, name something that might come in a pouch.
Tobacco?
Tobacco. Shirley, name something that might come in a pouch.
Type of liquor?
This is about a hood. This is a hood answer.
Let you know where we from.
All that education went out the window just now. A liquor pouch. You ain't gonna believe this. I got one answer left. You give me that one answer, your family wins this game. If it's not there, you're still alive. You have no strikes. Name something that might come in a pouch.
Coins.
Coins! One answer left. Name something that might come in a pouch.
A pencil pouch.
All right, good answer. Good
a
answer.
Pencil pouch.
Good answer.
Lila, one answer left. If it's not there, the other family can steal and they will win the game.
Chewing gum?
This is for the win. Chewing gum!
Well,
now, family, here's the situation. I got one answer. One answer only. If you give me that one answer, your family steals, your family wins this game. If it's not there, the other family plays sudden death. Name something that might come in a pouch.
Steve, we're gonna say food. Food comes in a pouch, Steve.
This is for the win. Food! Top seven answers on the board, fellas. Here we go. What might Taylor Swift count when she's trying to fall asleep?
Boyfriends.
Wow. Damn, Judge. Boyfriends.
Her money.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
And money.
That's a good one. Pass the place. We're gonna
place. Let's go. Well, this ought to be right up. It's just a little lane right here.
Yeah.
We ought to get three in a row right here. What might Taylor Swift count when she's trying to fall asleep?
I'm gonna say her records.
Her records. Hey, Morgan, what might Taylor Swift count when she's trying to fall asleep?
I'm gonna say teardrops on her guitar.
Tears on my guitar. Hey, Reggie, what might Taylor Swift count when she's trying to fall asleep?
I'm gonna go classic and say sheep.
Sheep. Hey, Shauna, what might Taylor Swift count when she's trying to fall asleep?
I'm going to say shoes. Just all of her
shoes
in her closet.
Well, Mike. It's down to you, Mike. We got two strikes. White family can steal.
I'm going to say Travis Kelce's touchdowns.
Travis Kelce's touchdowns. Oh, Mike. Oh, Mike. Mike, that is such a guy answer. That was a great moment, man. God, dog, Mike, that was good, baby. Hey, Madison, we got two strikes. You got to be careful, white family can steal. What might Taylor Swift count when she's trying to fall asleep?
Her tour dates.
Her tour dates.
She's on the Eras tour.
That's a good answer. That was a good answer. What might Taylor Swift count when she's trying to fall asleep?
Her awards.
Her awards. Number six. Top seven answers on the board. We asked 100 women, in your fantasies, you just won a date with what TV host?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
We're gonna pass it.
You gonna pass it? They gonna pass. I don't give a damn, I'm number one. We ask 100 women, in your fantasies, you just won a date with what TV host?
Drew Carey.
Nice answer.
Drew Carey. Tanya?
Yes.
In your fantasies, you just won a date with what TV host?
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Teddy, women, 100 women, in your fantasies, you just won a date with what TV host?
Pat Sajak.
Yeah. Yes.
Larry, talk to 100 women. In your fantasies, you just won a date with what TV host?
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker. We got two strikes. Gotta be careful. Sudden Family can steal, Parker.
Alex Trebek.
Good answer.
Good answer, Parker.
Good answer, Parker.
Alex Trebek. All right, now we gotta see if this strategy works out. We asked 100 women, in your fantasies, you just won a date with what TV host?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Number five.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Four.
Nick Cannon.
Number three.
Mario Lopez.
Top seven answers on the board. Name something a cowboy might say to his horse and to his cowgirl in the bedroom.
Giddy up.
Come on now. Giddy up.
We don't play Steve.
Okay. We do this
every time, Steve. I know.
Get your hair off your
back. I'm sorry.
I know. If I had it, I'd lay it out there.
Okay.
Name something a cowboy might say to his horse and his cowgirl in the bedroom.
Ride 'em, cowgirl.
Yes.
What's up there, baby?
That lady on the front row went. Oh. Ride 'em, cowgirl. Come on. Dana, name something a cowboy might say to his horse and his cowgirl in the bedroom.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeehaw!
Please pay attention. All these answers from her are always good. Don, something a cowboy might say to his horse and his cowgirl in the bedroom.
Saddle up.
That ain't Saddle up. Lawrence, something a cowboy might say to his horse and his girlfriend in the bedroom.
I'm gonna say, whoa, Steve. Whoa.
Whoa, girl. Come on.
Whoa.
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 Donna, something a cowboy might say to his horse and his girlfriend in the bedroom.
I'm gonna go with faster.
Oh. That's a good answer.
It's a little faster. Let's go.
You're right now. Faster. Two strikes, Deja.
I'm gonna say stop.
Stop.
Okay, yes.
Name something a cowboy might say to his horse and his cowgirl in the bedroom.
Easy, easy.
Easy. Easy. Number seven.
Good girl.
Three. Top four answers on the board. Name something the dog sees you licking that it thinks, I want me some of that.
You're mad.
Huh?
You're mad?
Young man!
Ice cream. Ice cream cone.
Ice cream.
We play, Steve. We play.
Ronald Jr.
The third.
Name something the dog see you licking and it thinks, I want me some of that.
I'll say candy.
Candy.
Come on.
Hey, Donald, listen to this. Name something the dog sees you licking that it thinks I want me some of that.
He might see you licking your plate.
Okay. Might see you licking your plate. Nelson, name something the dog sees you licking that it thinks I want me some of that.
Pudding.
Okay.
Pudding.
Pudding. Oh, we got two strikes now. Donovan, listen to me. I got one answer left. Give it to me. Your family wins this game. If it's not there, the other family can steal, and they will win the game.
Peanut butter.
Ladies, here's the situation. I got one answer and one answer only. If you give me this one answer, it's over. Your family steals, your family wins this game. But if it's not there, the other family wins the game. Name something the dog sees you licking that it thinks I want me some of that.
We're gonna go with chicken wings.
This is for the win. Chicken wings! Number three.
Home.
Top six answers on the board. We asked 100 women. Give me a word starting with F you'd use to describe Steve Harvey.
Funny.
Funny. Pass the
play. Gonna play Steve.
All right, I'm just gonna say this once. We asked 100 women. Mm-hmm. 100 women. Marnie, remember words starting with F you'd use to describe Steve Harvey?
Fit.
Fit.
Ooh, good answer.
Fit. Fit. Like,
fit from the front.
Fit.
Fit. A 100 damn people. Don't nobody think I'm fit. Michael, give me a word starting with F you use to describe Steve Harvey. 100 women.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Ooh. All right, we're going too fast now, Miss Erica. You got to slow down. Dorsey family can steal. Give me a word starting with F you use to describe Steve Harvey.
I'm going to say fine, Steve.
Watch yourself now. Can I high five your wife? High five. Fine. Hey, Ty, we got two strikes. We got to be careful, man. Dawson family can steal.
I'm going to say fashionable.
Fashionable. A 100 women, famous. Give me a word starting with F you use to describe Steve Harvey.
Famous.
Famous. Number 6.
Flirty.
5.
Fancy.
4.
Friendly.
Top 4 answers on the board. Name a U.S. state with a lot of billionaires.
California.
California. Pass the plate. Woo! Alicia, name a U.S. state with a lot of billionaires.
New York, Steve.
All day. New York. T, name a U.S. state with a lot of billionaires.
Nevada.
Nevada.
Be there.
Annette, name a U.S. state with a lot of billionaires.
Florida.
Yes. Yes.
Florida. Jeff, name a U.S. state with a lot of billionaires.
I'll say Texas, Steve. Yes.
This is for the win. Texas! That was a good
That's
one,
okay.
though.
That's okay.
That was my guess. That was my guess. Crystal, we got one answer. If it's there, your family wins this game. But this time, we got two strikes. If it's not there, the other family can steal and they will win.
Wyoming.
Who? What?
Wyoming.
Good answer, good answer. Yes. Good answer, come on. Good answer.
Wyoming. Family, here's the situation. I only got one answer left. It's the last one. It's going to be a tough one. But if you give it to me, like you've done time and time again, your family steals, your family wins this game. Flat out, that city is yours. We in that circle playing for another $20,000 at $60,000. But if it's not there, the man family will win the game, and they will be playing for $20,000. This is it. Last call. Name a U.S. state that has a lot of billionaires.
Massachusetts.
This is for the win. Massachusetts! Four. Top 4 answers on the board. Name a place a married man might say he hasn't been since he was single.
Strip club.
Strip club. Toss a coin.
We're going to play Steve.
Alex, name a place a married man might say he hasn't been since he was single.
I'm going to say the casino.
The casino. Name a place a married man might say he ain't been since he was single.
The club.
The club. Susan, you got no strikes. You got one answer left. You give me that one answer. Your family is playing sudden death. Place a married man might say he ain't been since he's single.
A brothel?
My man. A brothel! Dwight, one answer left. You give me that one answer, your family is playing sudden death. Name a place a married man might say he hasn't been since he's single.
Over to his friend's house.
Over to his friend's house. Kelly, one answer left. Give it to me. Your family plays sudden death. But this time, because of the two strikes, if it's not there, the other family can steal and win the game.
A sporting event.
A sporting event. This is the situation. I got one answer only. If you give it to me, your family steals. Your family wins this game. But if it's not there, the other family gets a chance to play sudden death. This will end it or extend it. Give me a place a married man might say he hasn't been since he was single.
The gym.
This is for the win. The gym! Number three. Top four answers on the board. Name a popular Tom Cruise movie.
Top Gun.
Top Gun. Wow. Pass the play.
We're gonna play.
I know one more and that's it. Jason, name a popular Tom Cruise movie.
Tom Cruise.
My man. Tom Cruise. David, name a popular Tom Cruise movie.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. Mission Impossible. I'm out. Right there, that's the one I knew. Marsha, name a popular Tom Cruise movie.
Cocktail.
Yeah, good answer.
Cocktail. Cocktail. Braylon, man, I don't know how this end up on you every time. One answer left. You give it to me, y'all win this game. Name a popular Tom Cruise movie.
The Titanic.
The Titanic. All right. Michaela, you give me this one answer, your family wins the game. But we got two strikes, you gotta be careful. If it's not there, the other family can steal and win the game.
1984. It's up there.
Yeah. Good answer. Yeah. Good answer.
Good answer. It's up there. 1984. Family, here's the deal. I got one answer left, one answer only. You give it to me, your family steals, your family wins this game, your family's in that circle playing for $20,000. But if it's not there, the other family wins the game and they will be playing for $20,000. Name a popular Tom Cruise movie.
Steve, we are going to go with Jerry Maguire.
This is for the win. Jerry Maguire. Number four. Top eight answers on the board. We asked 100 women, if a man plays what instrument, he's probably good at making love.
A flute.
A flute.
The bass, Steve, bass.
The bass.
We're gonna
play. Hey, Sam, now I'm going to say this one time. We asked 100 women. Sam, if a man plays what instrument, he probably good at making love.
The guitar. Yeah.
The guitar. Yeah. Sam, let me ask you something.
Tell me.
You good with your fingers?
I tell you what.
Susan?
Yes.
If a man plays what instrument, he's probably good at making love.
The drums.
Yeah, the drums.
The drums.
Hey, Jimbo, if a man plays what instrument, he's probably good at making love.
I'd say the trombone.
I'd say trombone.
Trombone, that's a good answer.
Trombone. Jody, if a man was to play what instrument, he's probably good at love making?
Piano.
Piano. Judy, if a man plays what instrument, he's probably good at making love?
I'll say the harp.
The harp.
It's there. The harp. It's there. It's there. It's there. Right?
Huh?
It's about the strings.
It's about them strings, all right. Uh-huh. Well, I think a better person to ask is Sam. Hey, Sam. If a man plays what instrument, he probably good at making love.
It must be the harmonica.
Yeah. Good answer.
Do it again, Sam. What is that? I'll tell you what. Harmonica. All right, we got two strikes. You got to be careful. Nash family can steal, Susan. If a man plays what instrument, he probably good at making love.
The trumpet.
Trumpet. Jimbo, two strikes. Got to be careful. Nash family can steal. If a man play what instrument, he probably good at making love.
The violin.
Violin's a good one.
He's not violin.
Sorry.
I'm saying, so what the hell?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's my turn again. My head's about to split open. I
know.
Can't.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't want you to be all right. One answer left. You give it to me, you clear the board. Well, we got two strikes. The other family can steal. If a man plays what instrument, he's probably good at making love.
A tuba.
A tuba. We asked 100 women. If a man plays what instrument, he's probably good at making love.
Saxophone, Steve.
And play that saxophone. Top six answers on the board. Give me a word or expression that contains the word drag.
Drag queen.
Huh?
Drag queen.
Drag queen! Thank you. I said it loud. Steve, give me a word or expression that contains the word drag.
Drag race.
Drag race. And give me a word or expression that contains the word drag.
Dragon.
Oh, dragon. Sammy, give me a word or expression that contains the word drag.
I'm a good woman, I promise. Drag of a cigarette.
Huh?
A drag from a cigarette.
Okay.
Good answer, Sammy.
Drag of a cigarette. Alex, word or expression contains the word drag.
To drag through the mud.
Good answer.
Drag through the mud. Two strikes, gotta be careful, Jessica. The other family can steal.
Drag away.
Good answer.
Drag away. Word or expression that contains the word drag.
Well, you know, Steve, we're gonna go with drag strip.
Drag strip. Three. Top four answers on the board. Name something that boring people do on Saturday night.
Read.
Read. Pass or play?
You want to play? We're going to play it.
Yeah, you better not pass. Shay, you look like you was finna pass. Your whole family looked at you like
that. I was trying to check with him.
Yeah.
I was just trying to make sure. Yeah.
Miss Wendy?
Yes, sir.
Name something that boring people do on Saturday night.
Watch TV.
Watch TV. Marshall, name something boring people do on Saturday night.
They don't do anything. Nothing, Steve.
They don't do nothing. Paige, tell me something that boring people do on Saturday night.
They sleep.
They sleep.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Brooke, one answer left. You give me this one answer, Brooke, your family wins the game. Name something that boring people do on Saturday night.
They hang out with their animals.
Good answer.
They hang out with their animals. This is it. Che, I got one answer left, man. Now listen to me. You give it to me, we can shut it all down.
All right.
Your family wins this game, Che. But if it's not there, the other family can steal and they will win.
Play golf. Play golf.
And you bored as hell if you go out there on that golf course at night. A hard game to play in the daytime. Come play golf. Ladies, here's the situation. One answer only. You give it to me, your family steals. Your family wins this game. It's yours, no questions asked. But if it's not there, the other family wins the game. This decides it. It's the last answer. Name something that boring people do on Saturday night.
They do their chores.
They do their chores for the win. Number four. 8 answers on the board, ladies. Name an emoji that best represents your love life.
The peach emoji.
The peach emoji. The peach.
The purple. I can't think of it.
She gonna get an X. The purple. Ear.
The eggplant.
The eggplant. Shanita.
The kissing lips.
The kissing lips. Deshka.
The crying emoji.
The crying emoji. Terrell.
The heart emoji.
The heart emoji.
We're gonna play.
We're gonna play.
Yeah.
Derek, name an emoji that best represents your love life.
The sweating emoji.
Sweating.
Good answer.
The sweating emoji. Hey, Carly, name an emoji that best represents your love life.
The devil emoji.
The devil emoji. Aubrey, we got 2 strikes. I don't know none of these, so Washington family can steal an emoji that best represents your love life.
2 people kissing, Steve.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one. Good job.
The 2 people kissing emoji. Name an emoji that best represents your love life.
Steve, we're going to say the poop emoji.
Yes!
The poop emoji?
Yes. When a relationship isn't going well, it seems like
there's
poop.
A poop emoji?
Yes. Yes.
What the hell? The poop emoji. Number 8.
Thumbs down.
6.
Broken heart.
5. 4.
Brown.
Number 1.
Smile happy.
Top 4 answers on the board. Name something that's designed to be full of holes.
A net.
A net.
Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese.
Good play, Steve.
That is the worst number 1 answer I've ever seen. Allie, name something that's designed to be full of holes.
A wiffle ball?
A wiffle ball. Gigi, something that's designed to be full of holes.
A sponge?
A spine. Oh, we got 2 strikes. Slow it down, family. If you're there, we're still alive. But this time, you got 2 strikes. Rick, something that's designed to be full of holes.
A lie.
A what?
A lie.
A lie.
Good answer.
Well, family, you have a chance. If it's there, your family steals, your family's gonna get a chance to play sudden death. But if it's not there, the other family wins the game. Name something that's designed to be full of holes.
A strainer.
A strainer! Number 4. Top 5 answers on the board. Name the perfect occupation for a nosy person.
Lawyer.
Lawyer.
HR.
HR. Arissa?
A detective.
A detective.
Be quiet.
Thank you. All right, John. Name the perfect occupation for a nosy person.
I'm going with a teacher, Steve.
A teacher. Lakeisha, give me a perfect occupation for a nosy person.
A therapist, Steve.
A therapist. Ms. Sharon, I need... Give me an occupation for a nosy person.
HOA president.
HOA. That's a damn good one. Because you know it's somebody in that neighborhood just... Oh, man. God, dog. The HOA president. LaShonda.
You always come to me on the third strike.
Your family the one put you in the middle. If you tell them two to get one. Oh, this is my fault now. You always come to me on the third strike. Well, we got two strikes. Shared family can steal. Name the perfect occupation for a nosy person.
IRS agent.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh, nosy. Let me tell you something. They get up in your business, boy.
Get in your business.
Woo! You ever been audited?
Yes.
Oh, they be in your drawers.
Yes.
IRS agent. That was a good one. Name the perfect occupation for a nosy person.
How about a reporter, Steve?
A reporter. Number five. Four.
Five.
Top six answers on the board. Name a B word that describes your belly.
Big.
Big.
We're playing.
Name a B word that describes your belly.
Bubba.
Bubba? Yeah,
Bubba.
Bubba.
Bubba. Bubba.
Mika, name a B word that describes your belly.
Ball. You know, like a beach ball.
Mika, you see them. See them panels up there?
Mm-hmm.
What you're trying to do is try to make them go ding. That's what you're trying
yes,
to do.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Try to get them go ding.
I'm familiar.
That's a good answer. Ball. I like that.
It's up there. It's up there.
Ball. All right, we got two strikes now. We got to be careful. Allen family can steal.
Burley.
Burley. B word that describes your belly.
Bloated.
Yeah! Bloated. Yeah! Number six.
Blubbery.
Number five.
Holding.
Four.
Pouncing.
Three.
Uniform.
Top four answers on the board. Name a sport that requires more brawn than brains.
Football.
Football.
We're gonna play.
Weston, name a sport that requires more brawn than brains.
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
That's a good answer. Good answer.
Joey, a sport that requires more brawn than brains.
Weightlifting.
Weightlifting. That was a good answer. You ain't got to do nothing but pick it up. Melissa, name a sport that requires more brawn than brains.
Hockey.
Yeah, hockey.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Oh.
Going too fast now, family. You got two strikes. If it's not there, the other family can steal and win. Name a sport that requires more brawn than brains.
Melissa's favorite sport, boxing.
Yeah. There you go.
Melissa's favorite sport, boxing. Jennifer, one answer left. You know what, Jennifer?
Yes, what?
You give me that answer. You win the game.
I do.
But we got two strikes. If it's not there, the other family can steal and win.
I'm going to have to go with rugby.
Oh, good answer.
For the win, rugby. Top four answers on the board. Name something dads always think they can fix.
Cars.
All day, cars. Brad, name something dads always think they can fix.
Steve, I'm going to go a little outside of the box, and I'm going to say a broken heart. Their daughter.
Broken heart. Stacy, something dads always think they can fix.
Your bike.
Your bike. Victoria, something dads always think they can fix.
A toilet, see? Yeah.
The toilet.
All my answers are toilets.
Lakeisha, we have been here before. One answer left, you give it to me, your family wins this game. If it's not there, you're still alive. Something dads always think they can fix.
A roof.
Fix the roof. Penny is all the way back down to you.
Hello.
One answer left. You give it to me, you win the game. But this time you got two strikes. If it's not there, the other family can steal and they will win the game.
My dad could always fix his lawnmower.
Yeah.
This is for the win.
Be up there.
Lawnmower.
Be up there.
That was a good answer.
All right. We got this. We got this.
Family?
Yes.
I got a deal for you. I got one answer left. You give it to me. Your family steals. Your family wins this game. But now listen to me. If it's not there, the Hall family will win the game, a shot at 20,000, come back tomorrow, and be playing for a trip to Barbados. Name something dads always think they can fix.
We're gonna go with marriage.
They can fix the marriage. Number three. Top seven answers on the board. Here we go. Name something a man loses that might make him less desirable to women.
His hair.
His hair. His hair. Yeah, we're gonna play with you. I heard. Woo! Miss Lydia, name something a man loses that might make him less desirable to women.
His job, Steve.
You lose your job. You don't lose your job.
You better work.
See, I lost my hair. Oh, but number two, though.
That's right. That's right, buddy. That's right.
Name something a man loses that might make him less desirable to women.
His teeth.
Oh, good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
You ain't got no hair. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got no damn teeth.
Oh, my God.
Boy, you ain't finna make it, dog. You ain't got no teeth. Tony, something a man loses that might make him less desirable to women.
Well, Steve, I'm gonna say his muscles.
Yeah. He loses his muscles.
That's a good one.
Come on, here we go, Jazz. Name something a man loses might make him less desirable to women.
Well, my grandma said not to date nobody without a car. So I'm gonna say a car.
Yeah. Good answer.
Question was, name something a man loses that might make him less desirable to women. Ain't nobody asked you nothing about what your grandmama said. You'd have lost your car. Reginald, name something a man loses might make him less desirable to women.
His libido.
You ain't got no hair. You ain't got no damn job. You ain't got no teeth. You ain't got no muscles. Now you can't fry bacon no more. Boy, you ain't got no libido. Dr. Lydia, name something a man loses that might make him less desirable to women.
His temper, his attitude. Temper.
He loses his temper or his attitude. We got one answer left. We can clear the board, Miguel. Name something a man loses that might make him less desirable to women.
His mind.
If you done lost your mind. Got one answer left, man. We got two strikes. Other family to steal.
Eyesight, Steve.
Well, number seven.
Well, for all you married people out there, so much for better, worse, sickness and in health. Lose your eyesight. Name something a man loses that might make him less desirable to women.
His house, apartment, living arrangement. Yes.
If he loses his house. Number seven.
Charm versus reality.
Top five answers on the board, ladies. Name a place a 60-year-old cougar goes to look for a younger guy.
The bar.
The bar.
Okay, we're gonna play, Steve. Yeah.
Hey, Ian, give me a place a 60-year-old cougar goes to look for a younger guy to date.
Well, the swimming pool.
Swimming pool. Hey, Deshka, give me a place a 60-year-old cougar goes to look for a younger guy.
Her nephew's house.
Go over her nephew's house.
Okay.
I can answer.
Roses.
A roses.
I think I blacked out. I'm thinking friends.
Huh?
Friends.
Friends? The nephew's friend?
Yeah.
Go on over to your nephew's house. Hey, Derek, name a place six-year-old cougar goes to look for a younger guy.
The gym.
Nice.
The gym. We got two strikes now, Carly. Got to be careful. Other family can steal. Play 60-year-old cougar go look for guys.
A restaurant.
A restaurant. Name a place for 60-year-old cougar goes to look for a younger guy to date.
We're going to say a sporting event, Steve.
Sporting event. Four.
Online TikTok.
Two.
Four GameStop.
Top four answers on the board. Name someone a wife makes her husband be nice to, whether he likes them or not.
Their mother.
Their mother.
Pass the play.
Yes, we will play.
Play. Herman, name somebody a wife makes her husband be nice to, whether he likes them or not.
Her kids, Steve.
Her kids. Name someone a wife makes her husband be nice to, whether he likes them or not.
Her best friend.
Her best friend. One answer left. You give it to me, you win the game. If it's not there, you're still alive. Name somebody a wife makes her husband be nice to, whether he likes them or not.
I'm going to say a family pet, Steve.
Yeah, your mama damn dog. Her family pet. One answer left. Name someone a wife makes her husband be nice to, whether he likes them or not.
Their minister. Mm.
Their minister. Sharon, one answer left. If you give it to me, your family wins this game. Mm-hmm. But this time you have two strikes. If it's not there, the other family can steal and they will win the game.
I'm an identical twin, so I'm gonna go with sibling. Yeah!
This is for the win. Your sibling! That was a good answer. Family, here's the situation. I got one answer left and one answer only. You all give me that answer, your family steals, your family wins this game. If it's not there, the other family wins the game. Name someone a wife makes her husband be nice to, whether he likes them or not.
We're gonna go with boss Steve.
This is for the win. Her boss! Top five answers on the board. This is a fill in the blank. Out of your blank.
Out of your mouth?
Out of your mouth.
We're gonna play, Steve. We're gonna play.
My man.
Yeah.
Here I am. Out of your blank.
Let's go with comfort zone, Steve.
Out of your comfort zone.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Yes. Good answer.
Me right now.
I am completely shocked. I was not expecting an answer on that level. Out of your comfort zone.
What's up there, too?
Out of your comfort zone. Alonzo, you
hey,
gotta
Steve.
Do better than that now.
I got you, Steve. I got you.
Out of your blank.
Out of your mind.
Out of your mind. Yes, Shonda.
Yes, sir.
Out of your blank.
Out of your world, Steve. Hey. Yeah.
Out of your world. Drea, out of your blank.
Out of your job.
Out of your job. Stone, we got two strikes now. We got to be careful. Whitmore family can steal.
Out of your body, Steve.
Out of your body. Out of your body. Fill in the blank. Out of your blank.
Steve, out of your bottom?
Yeah. Good answer.
Out of your what?
Bottom of your butt.
Out of your bottom.
Yeah.
Out of your bottom. Number two. Top four answers on the board, ladies. Name something you haven't done in the snow since you were a kid.
Sled.
Sled.
Make snowmen. Or make snow angels.
Make snowman. Pass or play?
We're playing.
We're gonna play. Just right up a boy's alley. Something you ain't done in the snow since you were a kid.
Peace, Steve.
Come on, man. Boy. 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 One of the great joys of life. Write your name in snow. P. Oh. Steve. Name something you haven't done in the snow since you were a kid.
Snowball fight.
Yeah. Snowball fight. Miss Barb, listen to me. I got two strikes. If it's there, we're still alive. If it's not there, they can steal and play sudden death.
Shoveled snow.
Yeah. Shovel snow. Very rarely do I get to make this announcement. Whether it's there or not, we go into sudden death. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. Name something you haven't done in snow since you were a kid.
Eat it.
Number four.
Steve.
What? Number three.
Ew.
Number one. Top eight answers on the board. In heaven, when you turn on the faucet, what comes out?
Blessings.
Blessings. Great answer. Blessings.
Angels.
Angels. Miss Terry.
Holy water.
Holy water. Jeff.
Oh, I get the catch.
Pass or play?
Passes.
Passes.
They're gonna pass. Michelle, in heaven, when you turn on the faucet, what comes out?
Steve, I would say tears.
They're dead.
You in heaven. You died and went to heaven. Oh, I want to go to hell. Turn on the faucet in heaven, tears come out. You're dead. Sean, in heaven, when you turn on the faucet, what comes out?
Beer.
Beer! Y'all know good and hell well. Y'all play too much. Kim, in heaven, you turn on the faucet, what comes out?
I'm gonna say happiness.
Happiness. We got two strikes. Miss Marie, we gotta be careful now. The other family can steal.
Stars.
Stars. Well, family, I don't know what the strategy was. We'll find out. In heaven, when you turn on the faucet, what comes out?
We're gonna say music, hymns.
Music and hymns. Number eight.
Rainbows.
Seven. Six.
So down to.
Five.
Chocolate milk.
Number four.
Money.
I didn't think we was gonna need none, huh? Number two. Top four answers on the board. If all the game show hosts of past and present got into a bar fight, who would win?
You.
Understand. Understand. Hood, hood ready at all times. Do you feel me?
That's it.
And none of them whoop me.
At all.
Not now, what back?
Not one of them.
Past or present. Damn it, me.
We'll play.
Yeah. Now y'all don't want to play. Daphne, of all the game show hosts, past and present, they got in a bar fight, who would win?
Howie Mandel? I said, Holy Spirit, help me.
Howie Mandel. Dottie, if all the game show hosts, past and present, got into a bar fight, who would win?
Alec from Jeopardy.
Alec from Jeopardy. Yeah. Alec from Jeopardy. Two strikes, Sandina. We gotta be careful. If it's not there, the other family can steal and play sudden death. If all game show hosts, past and present, got into a bar fight, who would win?
The guy from Wheel of Fortune?
No? Guy from Wheel of Fortune.
All right,
family. Yeah, y'all here almost every game.
And a flare for
if it's family. There, that's right. Your family steals, your family plays sudden death. If it's not there, the other family wins the game. Of all game show hosts, past and present, they got in a bar fight, who would win?
Bob Barker.
This is for sudden death. Bob Barker! Number four.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be, yeah, that'd be a rough win right there. Number three. Top seven answers on the board. Name a place you'd hate to discover a two-way mirror.
Bathroom.
Bathroom.
Okay, Steve.
David, name a place you'd hate to discover a two-way mirror.
Hotel room.
Hotel room. Lisa, name a place you'd hate to discover a two-way mirror.
The doctor's office.
The doctor's office. Roger, a place you'd hate to discover a two-way mirror.
Our bedroom.
Hey, Roger.
Well, you know.
Yeah, what's going on in there?
He's getting lively.
Hey, Miss Lisa.
Things I don't want.
Yeah, all right now. Yeah, don't want a two-way in that bedroom. Adam, name a place you'd hate to discover a two-way mirror.
A changing room.
A changing room. Sarah, place you'd hate to discover a two-way mirror.
Spa.
The spa. David, a place you'd hate to discover a two-way mirror?
Locker room.
Locker room. One answer left, Miss Lisa. Clear the board, only one strike. A place you'd hate to discover a two-way mirror?
In the jail.
Jail. Good answer. Good answer.
Miss Lee, you ain't never been in jail before, have you?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Trust me, they see you the whole damn time. Jail with that two-way mirror in it. Roger, two strikes. You got to be careful. One answer left, clear the board, but the other family can steal. Place you'd hate to discover a two-way mirror.
Mike.
All good.
Name a place you'd hate to discover a two-way mirror.
Okay, we're gonna go with work.
At work. Top six answers on the board, here we go. A cop pulls you over for speeding. What's an excuse you'd give to get out of a ticket?
I was doing my hair.
I was doing my hair. As soon as you said it, you just started going, yeah, I was doing my hair, officer.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Amanda.
I've got to poop.
Oh, I got to poop. Jamon.
Late for work, Steve.
Late for work.
Play.
We're gonna play. Whitney, a cop pulls you over for speeding. What excuse you give him to get out the ticket?
What about I'm having a bad day?
Hey, no, damn all that. Let's do my answer. She's having a bad day. Kobe, the brilliant one. A cop pulls you over for speeding. What excuse you give him to get out the ticket?
I didn't know how fast I was going.
I didn't know how fast I was going. Yeah. Hey, Shaylee, a cop pulls you over for speeding. What excuse you give to get out the ticket?
I'm gonna be sick.
I'm gonna be sick. Kevin, two strikes. You gotta be careful. The other family could steal.
I didn't know the speed limit changed.
I didn't know the speed limit. A cop pulls you over for speeding. What's an excuse you give to get out the ticket?
A family emergency, Steve.
It's a family emergency. Number six.
Date night anniversary.
Five.
Gas pedal stuck.
Top five answers on the board. We asked 100 married men. Fill in the blank. My wife is like ice cream. They both blank.
Melt.
They both melt.
They both are sweet.
They both are sweet.
Good play.
Got a little point. Got a lot of points for that one, didn't he? See how he did that? Yeah, but he still said you were sweet. Nazi, my wife is like ice cream. They both blank.
They both cool me down.
Cool me down.
Cool me down.
Come on, Mo. Fill in the blank. My wife is like ice cream. They both blank.
Tastes good, Steve.
Come on, boy.
Damn you.
Come on, boy. Come on, boy. I'm waiting on you, Mo.
You really?
I'm waiting on you, Mo. Come through, Mo.
Show me the money, Steve.
They both taste good.
Hey! Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Parsa, my wife is like ice cream. They both blank.
Look good.
Good. They both look good. I like it. We got two strikes. We got to be careful now. The other family can steal.
Are flavorful?
They both are flavorful.
Good answer.
We asked 100 married men to fill in the blank. My wife is like ice cream. They both blank.
Get sticky.
Yeah. They both get sticky. Number five.
Lick 'em all.
Number four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three. Top five answers on the board. Name something that men seem to enjoy the smell of.
A fragrance of a woman.
The scent of a woman, the fragrance of her. Ha! Ha!
Beer.
Beer. Aaliyah,
yes.
Name something men seem to enjoy the smell of.
The food. Good
food.
Food. Good food. Good answer.
Right, there's something men seem to enjoy the smell of.
The gym.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
The gym. Tisha. Something men seem to enjoy the smell of.
Cigar smoke, Steve.
Cigar smoke. Two strikes going too fast, Michelle. The Medlock family can steal. Something men seem to enjoy the smell of.
Cologne.
Cologne. Time up. One answer left. Clear the board. Two strikes, though. Other family could steal.
The outdoors.
The outdoors. That's a good answer.
Money.
Name something men seem to enjoy the smell of.
Money. Mm.
Number five. top four answers on the board. Give me a country that starts with S.
Spain.
Spain.
We're going to play.
Okay.
We're going to play. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Riley, give me a country that starts with S.
How about Sudan?
Sudan! Sandy, give me a country that starts with S.
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Ray, give me a country that starts with S.
Swaziland.
Swaziland.
Good job, Papa.
All right, we got two strikes, Veronica. We got to slow down a little bit. Now, listen to me. You give me the answer, we there, we still alive. But if it's not there, the other family can steal and play sudden death.
Sweden. Yeah.
Sweden. Jennifer, one answer left. You give me this one answer, your family wins this game. But this time you have two strikes. If it's not there, the other family can steal and they will win. Jennifer, give me a country that starts with S.
Scotland!
What?
Scotland!
Huh?
Scotland!
Oh, okay. Scotland for the win! That was a good answer.
South Africa. South Africa. South Africa.
Family, I got one answer. One answer only. You give me that answer, your family steals. Your family wins this game.
Woo.
But if it's not there, the Jennings family wins the game. Give me a country that starts with S.
South Africa.
This is for the win. South Africa! Number four.
Singapore!